Ismail Baivadi, who talked to us about how citizens can get more involved in holding local government accountable.
Assalamu alaikum and good evening to everybody. I think the first point I want to make is that the levels of functionality of local government is declining throughout the country. It is less effective, less efficient, and in fact, some of them are reaching points of dysfunctionality and on the state of, on the verge of near collapse. So it's a broader phenomenon, and it's something that's peculiar to Joburg or to our ward specifically. That's the first point. Two, we have got, because of this increasing levels of dysfunctionality, what we see happening in communities in and around South Africa is higher levels of frustration and anger, and protests are becoming more violent and more destructive of public infrastructure. But that's a form of reaction to the level of dysfunctionality that they are experiencing. Now, that is self-defeating, right? If you begin to destroy public infrastructure, which is supposed to be there for public good, it becomes an exercise in self-defeat, or you're shooting yourself in the foot. But people are doing that. So clinics are being burned, physical, you know, infrastructure of the councils, municipalities are being damaged, etc. So I think we must just understand that's where we are at the moment. Now, in that context, when we're talking of higher levels of accountability, what are we talking about? Because I think there's high levels of despair, dissatisfaction, and weariness on the part of communities. So a few things. There are the conventional methods. I think we in Lens are no longer using public meetings effectively. If we do, the turnout is very low. Public protests, public demonstrations, placard demonstrations, marches. Other communities are doing that to raise awareness of an issue. In communities like Lens, we're not actually finding that level of active involvement and participation. And I think that's some area we must look at. The second point is this, that there's a lot of activity going on. So I belong, like others, on all sorts of chat groups here. And you see a lot of messaging and voicing, but it's uncoordinated. We don't have a coordinated civil society forum that can begin to take up issues beyond your extension or your neighborhood that affects the region as a whole or the community as a whole. We're not coordinated enough. And different groups and different individuals are trying their best. And that brings me to the next point. We are in a reactive mode at the moment, right? And the reaction is good. It's an immediate kind of thing. So it's like the water cutoffs. The lights are going off. Something's not working. We're just reacting all the time. But it's individualized or it's uncoordinated. And I think we have to begin to look at that much more carefully. The third area is that we must accept, and I say this as a former politician, that political parties are actually losing their currency and they're being actually less effective. So what am I saying? Conventionally, you have a ruling party, whether it's nationally, provincially, or locally. So in this community, we know that in Joburg, the DA is the leading party, right, in coalition. But have any of the other political parties played an effective oppositional role? They're actually not effective. So I think that people have lost confidence and faith in political parties, and therefore we need independent civil society activism. That's the fallback position, right? And we've got it in Lens, but it's uncoordinated. That's the point I'm making. The fourth point is this, that we are so caught up in the immediate challenges, and there are many and they're growing. We're not looking at a developmental perspective. So something that's got a more medium-term focus. What do we want to see Lens and surrounding areas 5 years from now, 10 years from now? We don't have a developmental orientation. You can't do local development unless you have a vision, a developmental vision. You've got to work within a broader plan. And that requires that the administration, the civil servants, the politicians and community groupings have to coordinate to develop that common vision and then see it through over a 5 or 10 year period. The last point I want to make is that, look, to the credit of this community, there's a lot of activity. So the volunteers, the patrollers, and all of those kinds of things, right? And there's a plethora of those kinds of activism that's going on. But my question is this: what is the public servant doing? Are they just getting paid and sitting on their butts? Right? And under COVID, because the whole system went down, people have been almost a year, 2 years, virtually doing nothing as public servants. And if we don't turn around the public service, even at a local level, there's a limit to what the community can do. Believe me, there's a limit to your resources and what we can do as a community. We have to get the civil service to start working in this country. And we have to hold them accountable. So let me give you a practical thing. Our community patrollers, they're the first to be on the scene. But I have yet to see the police now responding. So what are the police officers doing at the police station? I don't even see community patrols anymore. Before, when we had the sectors, I would see the police van in whatever sector we were in. Today, you don't even see it. I'm disappointed the station commander is not here, Sergeant Bafana. I think he's been here appointed now for a few months already. To date, as a former politician, I don't know his name. I haven't seen his photograph in the local media. I haven't seen him interacting with the community. Now, how do we hold the topmost police officer in this community accountable? It's a practical challenge. The last point, we've got really good local media, radio stations, newspapers, etc., and they've been doing some good work. But how can the media be used as an instrument, a more effective instrument for accountability? Because you have a voice, I mean, you have a platform. And sometimes I see long articles by La Nation Times highlighting an issue, etc. That's good. But we need to see how we can use these instruments more creatively and more effectively.